And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is It a Law?
Yes. Okay. You have the echo ready, Paul?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. In Meridian, Mississippi, the law forbids you to roll a safe down the street on its wheels.
Wait a second. All right, I wasn't right. I thought I was ready.
See, I thought you were ready with the echo. And then
Is it a law?
So can you roll a safe down the street on its wheels in Meridian, Mississippi?
That's pretty obvious. Let me answer that. That's pretty obvious.
Would it be illegal to do that?
So obvious.
I'd probably say there's something that it's illegal.
It's illegal to roll a safe down the street.
I would agree with that.
And you would both be right. You both start 1-0. Can you believe that?
And yeah. They've listened to the show because they know the first one is always a law.
The first one's always a law. That's one of the rules. Okay. Well, this one's closer to home now, relatively speaking.
Why would that be a law? Why would that be a law? What's the possible? Give me any
maybe so that you can't steal the safe. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe
that's a way to.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So you can't roll it on wheels. You got to drag it.
Well,
it makes it slower.
They should just outlaw wheels on safes.
Well, there you go. You know, problem solved.
Like outlaw guns, you'll get rid of all violence. Or outlaw wheels.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah, you'll get rid of burglaries.
Oh. Exactly.
It knows all that easy.
Problem solved. That's all it is. We'll just outlaw wheels in general.
You just have to think crazy, and then you understand these laws.
Exactly.
Believe
exactly.
Me.
Okay, this is a California, or maybe it's not a California law. This is the question
maybe.
For you. In Tracy, California,
don't let them trick you like
you
that.
Will be fined for using more than 2 tablespoons of hair gel in your hair. In Tracy, California.
Is it a law?
More than 2 tablespoons of hair gel in your hair, you could face fines.
I've been to Tracy. They have a lot of people with slick back hair up there.
I've been to Tracy. A lot of cowboys there.
Right.
There could be a runoff issue.
Could be. See?
Contamination of the groundwater.
But I would say that's not a law.
That's not a law.
And I would agree.
And you would agree. And you would both be 2-0.
Wow.
I hope Mike Posey is listening to the show because he's getting a run for his money this morning.
That's right. He keeps a bottle of champagne on ice hoping every time somebody doesn't win, he pops it open.
The 72 Dolphins.
Just like the Miami Dolphins.
Just like the Miami Dolphins, exactly.
And the Pats almost did it. But
no, came up a little short.
Yeah,
came up a little short. The third one. Dentists in San Leandro aren't allowed to shake hands with anyone from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in order to prevent spreading germs.
Is it a law?
In San Leandro, California?
Yes.
Man, they outlawed just about everything in that area.
But would they outlaw dentists shaking hands from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to avoid spreading germs?
I think they should. Even if they didn't, I think they should. I wouldn't shake hands with the dentist.
I would say that's probably a law.
You would say that is a law?
I'd go with that one.
You think that's a law as well?
Oh, so you guys started thinking about
Mike
it
Posey.
You're safe again.
You're safe again. Yes, that is not a law.
First fallacy is to start thinking about these logically.
Yeah, once you start to think about them, then you're shot. Then you're in trouble.
That's right.
Okay, fourth one. In Delaware, you'll get in trouble if you try to pawn your wooden leg.
Is it a law?
Well, you got me stumped there.
Oh. We should get a bad buzzer. A bad buzzer sound.
Very punny. Very punny.
Very punny. Oh, great.
You got me pegged on that one.
Oh, geez. Where's our rim shot? Paul, you've got your echo. You must have a rim shot chambered somewhere in there.
How about a gong? I got a gong.
Even better. A gong, even better.
So is it against the law to sell your wooden leg?
Yeah.
Pawn it. Rick, we'll put you on the hot seat for the first one on this one.
I'm going to say, because it's a little bit out there, that it's probably a law, and I hope Brett agrees so he doesn't go a leg up on me.
Where's that gong?
Yikes.
Where's that gong?
Well, it's like the old joke, what happens when you don't pay your exorcist, you get repossessed.
Yeah. Seriously, folks, these are the jokes.
Tip your waitresses.
I would say it is a law.
Is anybody out there listening?
And you would say it is a law.
Yes.
Yes, in fact, it is a law. That's correct.
Of course.
Not bad so far.
Who would want somebody's
one.
Old wooden leg? You go into a pawn shop and you say, I'll take that one here. Let's see if it fits here. I can't even.
Yeah, but do we really need a law for that? I mean, it's just...
People would try silly things, so you have to. You got to protect them from this stuff.
Okay, last one. In Atlanta.
What if it wasn't long enough? You put the leg on, and one leg would be up, and one leg would be down. It'd be silly.
Then you'd be Eileen or.
Oh, man. We better get off of this one.
He is good and quick. Okay. In Atlanta, it's against the law to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
Is it a law?
A giraffe in
Atlanta. Yes, in Atlanta. You cannot tie a giraffe to a street lamp or a telephone pole. Apparently, you can tie a giraffe to other things.
Does that happen a lot in Atlanta?
Apparently, well, let's see. Is it an issue or not? Yes.
I've been to Atlanta, but I can't imagine that being a law. I would say no.
You would say no to that.
Pressure's on.
You have a chance to either jump up one on Brett here or fall
go
back,
down.
Or go down. So
don't play it safe. Go for it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say that's probably not a law. That's a pretty stretch.
It actually is a law.
No.
Yes.
Was it for the circuses in town? Or?
Must be.
Yeah. That would be my guess. Yeah, it would probably be because of circuses that came to town.
Yeah,
maybe
because he'd start nibbling on the telephone lines.
How many
or
giraffes are there in the city?
Well, yeah, and the fact that they would have to pass a law for it.
I can see them outline, tying them to peach trees because, you know, they'd take all the high peaches.
That's right.
Sure. But yeah, no. telephone poles and street lamps. But I guess peach trees, if you have a giraffe in Atlanta, you can tie them to a peach tree.
What was the final score?
3-2. They went 3-2. So not bad, above 500, which is better than most. So we want to thank our friends at Rutan & Tucker for that segment.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rutan.com. That's Rutan.com.
Hi, this is Travis Witten with the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana, and I love listening to the City Square.
Who does?